From Public Radio International, this is America Abroad. I'm Madeline Brand. Today, we're exploring how governments, corporations, and law enforcement try to manage big data, privacy, and security. First, a story on how big data is becoming ubiquitous.
So I've been sort of obsessed with license plate readers for a few years now.
Sarus Faravar is an editor with the technology news website Ars Technica. He says license plate readers typically sit on the roof of police cars, scanning up to 60 plates a second, cross-referencing those scans with a hot list of plates of wanted or stolen vehicles.
The problem is that it turns out that only a tiny fraction of plates that are scanned are so-called hot. You know, they match that hot list. So in the case of Oakland, where I live, well over 99% of cars that are scanned are normal, law-abiding cars that belong to citizens like me and my friends, you know, who aren't doing anything. And yet the Oakland Police Department, up till recently, had retained that information for many years. The fear is that with enough data points, with enough instances where your car was captured, you might be revealing something about that person that the government may not already know, and I would argue, you know, shouldn't necessarily know without good reason. Keep in mind, this technology is used in cities large and small around America and overseas as well. So I've filed public records requests with the city of Oakland, asking for all license plate reader records that had ever been collected. They came back with 4.3 million records of all license plates that had ever been scanned by the Oakland Police Department over the course of roughly 4 years. And that was pretty shocking to me.
By simply matching a license plate to its driver, anyone with this data could learn an astonishing amount of personal information. All it took for Faravar was observing clusters of data points on a map.
I presented this tool to Dan Kolb, who is a sitting Oakland City Council member, and knowing nothing else about him other than his license plate number that he gave me, I showed him on a map and I said, I bet that you live on this particular block in North Oakland because I can see that your car has been scanned something like 30 times on this one block. And he said, yeah, that is exactly where I live. And he found that a little bit, you know, surprising.
Of course, it's not just where you live. The data can help pinpoint where you shop, where you worship, or which bars you go to.
This is kind of perfectly normal behavior, but nevertheless, you might not necessarily want the police to have a record of you engaging in that behavior.
After Faravar's article came out, the Oakland police changed their policy of storing license plate data. Now they only keep it for 6 months unless the plates are under investigation. Faravar says it's a step in the right direction, but still he says the whole experience was a bit unnerving.
Just because the government has the ability to do that, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily mean that they should be able to. I hope that we can come to a better understanding as to what the appropriate limits are.